KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a fair sky and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A man from Nebraska faces robbery and other charges following an incident Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County. Council Bluffs police say officers were dispatched at around 10:50 a.m. to 350 34th Avenue, the U.S. Bank in Council Bluffs, for a robbery that had just occurred there. Bank employees were able to provide a description of the suspect and the vehicle the suspect fled the area in. As officers arrived on the scene, a call came in and the subject and vehicle matched the description and were now at an address in the 5100 block of Gifford Road in Council Bluffs, attempting to break into a residence and a garage in an attempt to steal a parked vehicle there. A short time later, officers arrived in the area and saw the vehicle leaving the scene. Officers used stop sticks on the vehicle, causing its tires to go flat. A short time later, the suspect, later identified as 40-year-old Brandon N. Byrd of Hastings, Nebraska, lost control of the vehicle, which went off the road into a ditch. Byrd was taken into custody at the scene. Council Bluffs police, along with the FBI, are investigating all the crimes associated with the incident. Byrd was set to be booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of robbery in the second degree, burglary in the first, theft in the first, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Red Oak Police reports the arrest of 63-year-old Cheryl Franzen of Red Oak in the 900 block of North 4th Street on Wednesday at around 1:30 p.m. Franzen was charged with theft in the fifth degree after taking an item from the Red Oak Public Library on Tuesday at around 2:30 p.m. The item was valued at less than $200. Franzen was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Wednesday released a report on arrests. He said on Tuesday, 66-year-old Daryl Ray Otten of Audubon was arrested for keeping a vicious dog. Otten was cited and released on the scene on a promise to appear. On Sunday, 26-year-old Matthew Scott Tillman of Audubon was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. He was also cited and released on a promise to appear. Last Thursday, 22-year-old Andrew Allen Malloy of Omaha was arrested in Audubon for driving under suspension. He was also cited and released from the scene on a promise to appear in court. On October 22nd, a 17-year-old juvenile was referred to the juvenile court system for theft in the third degree. On October 18th, Audubon police arrested 49-year-old Brian Lane Berry of Des Moines for driving while revoked. Berry was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held in a $1,000 bond pending a court appearance. And finally, on October 10th, Audubon police arrested 19-year-old Jatana Nela Gist of Audubon for domestic abuse assault. She was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a man from Malvern was arrested following a traffic stop around 2:40 a.m. on Wednesday. Sheriff's officials say 41-year-old Kent Eric Hertz was taken into custody for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a man wanted on warrants for burglary in the third degree, vehicle-related, first, second, and subsequent offenses, turned himself into the Sheriff's Office on Tuesday afternoon. 53-year-old Christopher Allen Vanderloo was taken to the Pott County Jail and then turned over to corrections staff. Well, even chilly temperatures forecast to be in the 20s this evening. Many Iowa kids won't let the wintry weather get in the way of trick-or-treating tonight. Besides bundling up and staying visible, Poison Control Center educator Lauren Prignot offers a few suggestions to parents for keeping their kids safe.
A big thing for this year would be medicines that look like candy. A lot of pills can be really colorful or just really attractive to young children. So making sure you keep all medications up high and away is probably the biggest prevention tip that we would share.
Halloween can be a scary time for kids if they wind up with something dangerous in their trick-or-treat bags.
We do encourage parents still to check candy to make sure everything's in the original unopened wrapper, and also just to check for choking hazards as well.
In addition, she suggests checking the Halloween bags for things like laundry detergent pods and liquid nicotine. The Sioux City-based Iowa Poison Control Center is open round-the-clock 24-7 at 800-222-1222. As you may have heard during Heartbeat today, there are several locations and events that will help your kids and the family enjoy trick-or-treating events for this evening. Atlantic trick-or-treating will be held today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Kicking it off is a costume contest. Registration begins at 3:45 in the Atlantic City Park with judging at 4:10. The winner will be announced at 4:30. The trick-or-treating in the downtown area is from 3:30 until 5 today. At the Allen Place, trick-or-treating is from 3:30 until 5 also. And the same with the Heritage House trick-or-treating. The Atlantic citywide trick-or-treating is again from 5:30 until 7:30. In Exira, trick-or-treating will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Anita Town and Country is sponsoring a pumpkin carving contest in costume today. You can bring your decorated pumpkin to the fire station between 4 and 5 o'clock to be judged. There will be four age categories, 0 to 4, 5 to 7, 8 to 10, and 11 above in a family category. The winners will be announced at the beginning of the costume contest. Trick-or-treating also takes place at Caring Acres in Anita from 4 until 5 o'clock. The Griswold Optimist Beggars Night will be held from 5 until 7 at the Griswold City Park. They'll have hot dogs and hot chocolate for all trick-or-treaters. And again, that's sponsored by the Griswold Optimist Club. Central Church of Christ in Griswold, their trunk or treat will be held from 5:30 until 7. In Casey, trick-or-treating is from 5 until 7. In Adair, trick-or-treating is from 6 until 8. Also, the Adair Fire and Rescue Halloween Party will be held at the fire station from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. They'll be serving pancakes, sausages, cinnamon rolls, games, and prizes to help keep everyone warmed up. And the Adair Chambers Trunk or Treat will be held from 5:15 to 6 p.m. Businesses and citizens are welcome to have a trunk. The Adair Chamber will give out some goodie bags. The Methodist Church there will serve hot dogs. Adair Fire Station, as I mentioned, will have pancakes and sausage. In Audubon, Beggar's Night is from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. You can read about some other events in the same story on the news page or our daily diary here on KJAN on the website at kjan.com. Authorities say two students were injured when their school bus collided with another vehicle in northwest Iowa Monday. The collision occurred just before 4 p.m. about 3 miles west of Orange City. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said the southbound bus carrying 11 students from Orange City Unity Christian High School stopped at the stop sign at the intersection before proceeding into the intersection with Iowa Highway 10. It then collided with another vehicle driven by 67-year-old Derek Thompson of Boone. The sheriff's office said the two students and Thompson were taken to an Orange City hospital for treatment. The bus driver, 64-year-old Nyla Harskamp of Orange City, was cited for failing to yield. And it is illegal for a motorist to pass a stop school bus with its stop arm extended and lights flashing, but the act continues to be a problem for many Iowa school districts. Lamar's Community School District Superintendent Steve Webner said it's one of his worst worries.
Out of all the safety concerns we have in this district, this is the most urgent and scary concern that we have, and it happens every single day on a number of buses in the morning and afternoon. The children at risk of getting hurt or killed is very high.
During a school board meeting this week, Webner detailed the number of such violations, and board members were heard gasping.
Last year, total for the year 18-19, we had 120 violators who drove past a school bus when the stop arm was out and the lights were flashing. So far this year, as of last week, we've had 31.
In recent years, Webner said Iowa legislators increased the penalties for the crime with Caden's Law. It was named for a youngster who was killed by a motorist who had passed a stopped school bus in Northwood.
The law states that violators will receive a fine of $250 to $675 and or 30 days in jail. Also, you lose your license for 30 days, and it does go on your insurance.
Webner says some buses are equipped with cameras to capture images of violators. He says it's more of a problem in town than in the rural areas, and the school intends to start a campaign drawing attention to the problem, beginning with a letter to parents of the district. Finally, in state news, a single vehicle accident at around 11:23 p.m. Wednesday in Dallas County has claimed the life of a Perry man. The Iowa State Patrol said 48-year-old Michael Thomas Sloss was driving a 1994 Ford F-150 pickup on Park Street in Perry when the vehicle struck a parked car and went out of control. The pickup entered a residential yard and hit a tree and two parked vehicles. Sloss died at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. That's a look at the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.